Coming up on Santa Rosa's ballot a week from today, Measure C. They call it the rent control measure, and we'll have both sides of that argument on the air before that election takes place. Today, from North Bay Organizing Project, Davin Cardenas is here. Good morning, Davin.
Good morning.
Why is rent control so important for Sonoma County residents?
Well, at the moment, especially here in Santa Rosa, you know, rents have gone up 50% over the last 5 years. There's a 1% vacancy rate, and we're feeling the effects of this looming housing crisis, this looming renter crisis throughout the Bay Area, and it's definitely reached Santa Rosa and Sonoma County in the last couple of years. So it's almost the natural process that residents, tenants would start reflecting and taking stands to avoid, to the best extent that we can, these pressures that have been building over the last couple of years.
You know, when I hear or talk to someone about this measure, the first thing that pops into my head is that we're going to help the lowest income community members. But that's not the case with rent control, because the units are not managed by the tenant's ability to pay. So someone who could afford to pay market rate will never leave their rent controlled unit. So we're really not helping the homeless.
The homeless themselves?
Yes, we're not helping the homeless with this specific rent control measure.
I think it's preventing homelessness to a large degree. I don't think it only affects people who can't afford to pay market rent. It applies to anybody who was in an apartment that was built before 1995 right now. That could be somebody who is very low income. That could be somebody who is middle class. That could be somebody who is fighting to stay in their home or just fighting to live in this community. I think it does actually, to an extent, prevent homelessness, but it helps people across the board, not just one particular income bracket. And there's people who are teachers, doctors, nurses right now who are trying to live where they work as well, who would also be positively affected by a rent control measure.
And let's just recap
across the board.
Let's recap for a minute that Measure C would provide rent control for anybody living in an apartment building in Santa Rosa built before 1995. That would be a 3% cap annually on rents and also evictions for just cause. One of the striking differences in this campaign so far, Davin, is the difference in money raised. I mean, the Yes on C people have raised about $138,000 for their campaign. The No on C people have raised almost over $800,000 for No on C.
Yeah, I think that's one of the differences. But the other difference is just in how the campaign's taking off. I mean, there's a very specific joy, vigor, enthusiasm that is coming out of the Yes on C campaign that's pretty palpable when you see people walking the streets every day, when you see people making phone calls every day, when you see new voices of working people, of people who have never been involved in the democratic process before, are actually finding their voice within a given campaign. And I think that's the other special thing that needs to be pointed at, is that we hope to win the policy on June 6th, but we're also developing a whole new cadre of leaders who are now stepping into the political fray here in Santa Rosa. And so I think the value system that's been brought to the campaign, and it's pretty explicit in the way you see mailers reaching people right now. The messaging, one is more stern and based on fear. The other is, you know what, there is hope. There is something to look forward to if we all actually work together here in Santa Rosa.
Well, I think one of the reasons, Davin, for the enthusiasm that you are describing in terms of the Yes on C people, it really speaks, all of that enthusiasm speaks to the pervasiveness of the, you know, the lack of housing in Sonoma County. I think that's sort of the underlying issue here. Well, it's coming up next week. Davin, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning.
That's Davin Cardenas on the Yes on Measure C side of things, and we will take the other note before the election 1 week from today.